and saved $1,000, and at 19, moved to California.
And that's how you become an actor, folks. Mm.
I sit outside of Justin's house and think the same thing, just like she did in front of Mary Steenburgen.
We got introduced to a lot of professional and college athletes this year who rose to stardom. One of them, the running back, the freshman at Georgia, and unfortunately Arkansas got a heavy dose of him in War Memorial Stadium. It did not work out well, but he came on the scene prior to that game after an injury to a teammate.
Apparently, yeah, he's trying to clarify some stuff that he said after practice yesterday, so... that's what it sounds like to me. And who knows, you know, whenever they clear him,
that's not the clip I was hoping it was. There was a highlight of them talking about Chubb. Nick Chubb stepping in for Gurley, and the Chubb went, he went crazy throughout the year. The only game he didn't show out really was the Georgia Tech game. He had a great bowl game. He helped blow out Arkansas. So, we'll see a whole lot more of him. Hopefully he will get out of here as soon as he can. Ralphie May called in. He'd been called out in large part by our morning show guys because there was an SEC Network bit about the biggest fan for each school, and Ralphie May was chosen as the Arkansas fan. He didn't choose them. They chose him. And it got back to him that he was having his name sort of trashed a little bit on our station, caught wind of it, and we were in the middle of another interview. We were talking to somebody else. I don't remember who was in. But Ralphie May heard about it and called in out of the blue. It was pretty cool. Are you the biggest Hog fan with Arkansas connections? Are you the most devout, passionate Hog fan with Arkansas connections that also happens to be famous? That would be the question.
You know, I don't know.
How did that come about?
I can't measure anybody else's fame, but I'm or their level of devotion. I know I've been a Hog fan all my life. I was born into it. My daddy was the president of AGR, Alpha Gamma Rho, up in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
He played on the Hogs. My mama was a homecoming queen.
Your dad played football at Arkansas?
Yeah. His name is Winston May.
What year?
He was a walk-on.
No kidding.
54, 55, 56.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know what? I think that's perfect.
And by the way, I have a Lou Holtz doll. In 1979, I went trick-or-treating in Clarksville, Arkansas as Lou Holtz, checkered pants and all. And it took me a week to work on the lisp.
We have a Lou Holtz doll actually sitting in our little producer window over here.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty awesome.
We got the same one.
I like that. There you go. We have something in common. Who knew?
We should ask some...
We caught us off guard.
We didn't have much time. I think it was the top of the hour. We didn't have much time. But
that
I would
too.
Like to talk to him some of his favorite moments. And
we'll have to get him on again.
Some stuff, yeah.
We heard Frank Caliendo doing Morgan Freeman. We heard Frank Caliendo do Allen Iverson this year as well.
Well, what are we talking about, man? What are we talking about?
Oh, he's doing Allen Iverson.
Practice.
As Morgan Freeman.
We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man.
J.J. Watt got a new contract. And one of the very rare instances, Pat, that a guy got a huge amount of money before the season and then had a great season. J.J. Watt is very much in the conversation for second place in the MVP voting behind Aaron Rodgers. But he did have a great year on offense and defense. I mean, the guy was catching touchdowns in addition to dominating on the defensive line.
Tell everybody what you did after you signed your $100 million contract. Your friend said you must buy something. You did not know what to buy, so you Googled what?
I Googled what do rich people buy, because I don't feel like a rich person. I really try to act like a rich person, so I don't know what they buy, and I didn't like the stuff I saw, so I think I'm going to stick with my humble lifestyle and just keep working out.
No one who knows you will be surprised with that. Great game. Congratulations on the win, JJ.
Thank you so much.
JJ Watt.
I think I know what he's going to buy. Another Jimmy John's. Doesn't he own like a bunch of Jimmy John's restaurants?
I didn't know that. He could certainly afford to.
Yeah, that's what rich people buy. More businesses.
Restaurants. I do like
so Jimmy. He's already on the right track.
Jimmy John's makes a mean sub. I told you, I know the number by heart of the Jimmy John's in Ames. I called it late.
Will they
late
deliver?
Night. Yes.
You still call it late night when you get loaded?
Yeah. 515-292-2868. Try me. Guarantee it's still the number. Called it many, many, many times during my career at Iowa State. Jay Glazer, Pat, all we had to do was listen to him. If anybody had any questions as to whether or not Ray Rice would be reinstated at any point, picked up by another team once he won his appeal, Jay Glazer knew the answer early in the year. before we were even halfway through the NFL season.
I think he has to go so far above and beyond to prove that he needs a second chance, but because of his position and his age, running back, an older running back at that point, people are going to say, yeah, it's kind of not worth it. You know, you saw in the draft this year, we didn't have a running back go in the first round. That running back, the position right now, the value of it just isn't held as high as it once was. So I think he's going to have to really show, you know, whatever I could do to the world to help, you know, curb domestic violence and go so far above and beyond. And I think time has run out. Plus, I can't tell you how many coaches and players and GMs call me today with the same exact sentiment of, I'm so glad this dude's not on my team. Wow. I want nothing to do with him.
There you go. Should have known. If there's anybody that knows, Jay Glazer's the guy. I don't know what the Steve Spurrier clip is, but it's a Steve Spurrier clip, so I'm playing it.
And, of course, I've had a rule here ever since I've been here. If you ever hit a girl, you're not going to play on our team. You're finished. So we're not going to have any player on our team that's done that. And I can't understand why every coach doesn't have that rule and every company doesn't have that rule for their employees.
Speaking of domestic violence, Floyd Mayweather took some heat this year in regard to domestic violence. He's had several instances, apparently. He got called out by Keith Olbermann first, and then he got trashed by Rachel Nichols.
But our winner, boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr., who has come out in defense of Ray Rice. Mayweather fights Saturday in Vegas, unless he hits another woman before then. He has now accused the NFL of going back on its word because Rice's suspension was increased just because that little videotape appeared with Rice hitting his then-fiancé with a left hook that also would have knocked out Mayweather. Listen to this idiocy. They had said that they had suspended him for 2 games. Whether they saw the tape or not, I truly believe a person should stick to their word. If you tell me you're going to do something, you do what you're going to do. You know, like when the judge said you'd be going to jail in 2012 after that plea in the domestic battery case. He was a man of his word. You went to jail.
Oh, yes, Floyd Mayweather. But you know what? He made a lot of money this year, and he's going to make a lot more money next year, too. Floyd Mayweather did defend Ray Rice. Do we have a clip of him talking to Rachel Nichols? Because it was sure fun watching.
Let me check real quick. I think we do.
Well, we listened to it. Yeah. I don't know if it's still in there or not.
Here he is defending Ray Rice.
No bumps, no bruises, no nothing. I mean, like, with O.J. and Nicole, you seen pictures. With Chris Brown and Rihanna, you seen pictures. With Ocho Cinco and Evelyn, you seen pictures. You guys have yet to see any pictures of a battered woman, a woman that claims she was kicked and beat. You know? So, you know, I just live my life and just try to stay positive.
That's his deal. That's what he says over and over again. Mike Tyson has turned over a new leaf. He doesn't punch people who irritate him, but he does verbally abuse those who deserve it. Mm. When you go on someone's show to promote what you're up to, if they're going to ask you something, I mean, look, it's kind of old news. I mean, I can totally see Mike Tyson's approach here. If I have a question I want to ask somebody, I'm going to ask him. But it did seem a little out of place in this particular setting. Yes?
Was this Floyd Mayweather defends Ray Rice? Is that the clip we were looking for?
We already played that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Rachel Nichols taking him to task, if you can find it. No big deal. This is Mike Tyson talking to a Canadian reporter, and it got ugly in a hurry.
Big hit. Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor, right, and nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Cervallo, who's a legend in your city. Great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
with that comment.
Come on,
that was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing a lot of TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you gonna do about it?
All right, you got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people.
We are.
Where it comes raw and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot of people are
be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare? I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me here talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Come on, Mike.
No, because you're a piece of shit.
All right, we're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming.
Hey, Pat. Pat, are we gonna go see him when he comes here to Tunica?
Let me tell you something. Is the Pope Catholic?
Mike Tyson. Oof, what a deal.
That guy really was a rat piece of...
Yeah, the way he couched it was so weak. I mean, that was just, it was really lame. And I guess I'd forgotten. He'd gone up there and he had met with the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, who now is no longer the mayor of Toronto, but still. Boy, we have so many things left. We'll never get through all this. That's okay. I know. Remember Crossgate at ASU? Terry Mahajer came on and talked about it a little bit. They had crosses on their helmet to honor. It was a teammate that had been killed and a staffer that had died, I believe, is what it was. And they caught some heat over, and then they decided to put them back on anyway. They left it up to the team, and that's what they decided.
It was multiple requests.
Okay.
It wasn't based on the law and our legal department's interpretation of the law under the establishment clause. We were advised legally to remove the sticker or modify it to still honor the two individuals that passed that were associated with our program.
Here, I think this is the Floyd Mayweather clip where he got smashed by Rachel Nichols. And then Charles Barkley had a debate regarding child rearing because there were two big stories, of course. There was the Ray Rice issue, and then there was the
AP.
AP, and they, neither one of those guys took a single snap this year. Now, AP is still an attractive prospect for some people, right?
Yeah.
Because in most people's mind, what he did is way, way less serious than what Ray Rice did. And, oh, by the way, he's one of the top two or three running backs
in
the
league. So he's still good. He could be the NFL MVP tomorrow.
Good point. I can't argue that.
You recently made some comments on Ray Rice and how the NFL should have stuck to its original two-game punishment. Then you backed off those comments. Can you just clarify for us what you really think?
Well, I spoke about that yesterday, so, you know, I'll leave that in the past and try to focus on my future and try to focus on my fight Saturday, which is Maidana.
Well, okay, but you are someone with a history of domestic violence yourself. You've even been to jail for it. Why should fans root for you with this kind of history?
Everything has been allegations. Nothing has been proven, so, you know, that's life.
Well, I mean, the incident you went to jail for, the mother of your three children did show some bruising, a concussion when she went to the hospital. It was your own kids who called the police, gave them a detailed description of the abuse. There's been documentation.
Once again, no pictures, just hearsay and allegations. And I signed a plea bargain, so... Once again, not true.
But the website Deadspin recently detailed seven separate physical assaults on five different women that resulted in arrest or citation. I mean, are we really supposed to believe all these women are lying, including the incidents when there were witnesses, like your own kids?
Well, everybody actually, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, when it's all said and done, only God can judge me.
All right. Well, we've seen this week with the outcry against the NFL. The public wants the domestic abuse problem in this country addressed.
We can all judge you, too.
I guess here's my
problem.
He
stole
that
from Tupac.
With that whole deal.
Yeah.
My problem is this, why is she even, what do you think you're going to get from Floyd Mayweather? Is he all of a sudden like the interview you're going to go to get some deep thoughts about what this domestic violence, you're gonna get that from, it's, he's Floyd Mayweather.
Well, she wanted it. It was the most compelling interview she did, and obviously she didn't do too many more of those because her show was no longer on the air, and she wanted to call, you know, take him to task. Why did he accept the interview? That's the question. She doesn't really have any relevance if she's on CNN when it comes to a sporting event. His people should have never accepted the interview.
I guess you knew what she was gonna do. I guess my point is, you knew how that was gonna end up.
No doubt.
This is not like, you're not gonna get Floyd Mayweather Jr. on TV to have like some reflection time.
Oh no, she got exactly what she wanted. He got nothing that he wanted. He wanted to promote his fight. He should not have taken the interview. That's all on his team.
But even her,
I think LeBron James's team is running Floyd Mayweather's
team. But what did she get? What did you find out from that interview
that
you didn't know before?
I didn't know any of that. I didn't know. I had no idea he had so many incidents.
It's a Google click away.
Well, I know, but I never crossed my mind.
She could have reported
that. We spent so much time celebrating his success in the ring. We don't talk about his outside-the-ring stuff. I'm surprised it hasn't made more big news.
Which is even worse because it's not going to affect any of his inside-the-ring money-making or anything.
It's not right or wrong. It's just the way it is. Boxers are looked at a little bit differently. It's not that they get a pass, but they do to some degree. They don't expect boxers to be the most upstanding citizens. I think that's part of the makeup.
Even athletes. I don't understand.
A lot of times, boxers are different. Look at Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Look at Floyd Mayweather. I mean, it's just the way it is.
I'm just looking at why too often are there these hard-hitting interviews with athletes about these bigger issues where there's no business for this particular athlete to be strolled out in front of a TV camera answering these things that really they don't know that much about.